You know what's fascinating? We can put AI in the clinic to predict something that even our most experienced doctors find genuinely difficult, how a patient's vision will actually respond to treatment. Researchers just published this work in The Lancet Digital Health. They call it the Kong Ming Study. Whether you're managing neovascular AMD patients or curious about AI's impact on eye care, this one's worth your time. Let me paint the picture. Neovascular AMD, NAMD for short, is one of those conditions where we've got solid treatments. Anti-VEGF therapy, Lucentis, Eylea, Beovu. They work. But here's the catch. Predicting how your specific patient will respond? That's where things get tricky. A patient walks in with NAMD. You start anti-VEGF injections. Will they improve dramatically after one shot, or do they need the full loading dose? Will their vision stabilize at a good level, or are they headed toward progressive decline despite treatment? Even with 15 years of experience, you're still making an educated guess. Enter the Kong Ming study. Researchers built a deep learning model using prospective data from a nationwide multi-center study, not some isolated academic hospital, but a genuinely diverse patient population across many centers. Here's what sets it apart. They didn't just try to predict good or bad outcomes. They built something that predicts actual visual acuity numbers and, this is the clever part, generates predicted October images showing exactly how the anatomy will change. So what's the payoff? The numbers are striking. For predicting visual acuity changes after a single injection, the model hit an AUC of 0.948 internally and 0.941 on external validation. Exceptional. But here's where it gets really impressive. When they looked at one-year outcomes with PRN dosing, the numbers jumped to 0.989 internally and 0.979 externally. Nearly perfect discrimination. And here's what really stood out. They directly compared the model against actual ophthalmologists. Not just one. Residents, mid-career specialists, senior experts. Every single metric. Accuracy, sensitivity, specificity. F1 score. The model beat all of them. Significantly. We're talking p-values less than 0.0001. The algorithm outperformed the doctors. For predicting exact visual acuity numbers, the regression side, the model's mean absolute error was between 0.048 and 0.058. on the BCVA scale. That's roughly half a line on the eye chart. R squared values ranged from 0.71 to 0.90, depending on time point. Excellent across the board. Then they got creative. They generated post-treatment October images. That's where the generative AI piece kicks in. The predicted structural changes matched real scans beautifully. SSIM, values between 0.578 and 0.646. The synthetic images actually looked like real post-treatment anatomy. Now let's talk about why this matters, beyond just saying AI is cool. First, the architecture. They used transformers, and transformers beat CNN-based approaches, Regen, ResNet 50, across the board. Why does that matter? Transformers capture long-range dependencies. They understand not just what the October looks like right now, but how all those features interact across time. Second, the validation design is tight. This wasn't a retrospective dig through historical data with hidden selection bias. This was prospective, multi-center, real-world diversity throughout. Internal and external validation cohorts, both included. When your external numbers are nearly as good as your internal numbers, that means the model actually works in practice. Third, and this matters clinically, they're not trying to replace us. They want to give us better information. Patient walks in with advanced dry AMD transitioning to neovascular. The old way, you'd say, you'll probably need monthly injections, and there's roughly a 40% chance you'll see improvement. Vague. With this model, you tell them, based on your imaging, genetics, and clinical presentation, we predict your visual acuity improves to about 20/40 within 6 months. You'll likely need around 5 injections in year 1. That's a completely different conversation. That's realistic expectations. That drives adherence. Then there's the economic piece. Unnecessary interventions cost money. If we can identify patients who won't actually benefit from aggressive dosing, we adjust how hard we treat. That's smarter medicine and smarter resource allocation. Here's the takeaway. The Kong-Ming study proves deep learning can deliver genuinely useful, accurate predictions for how NAMD patients on anti-VEGF therapy will respond. Top-tier journal, solid methods, and the numbers speak for themselves. This isn't about swapping out ophthalmologists for algorithms. It's about giving ourselves and our patients better data to decide together. Personalized medicine is where we're heading. Tools like this make it actually happen. If you work in retina, read the full paper. If you care about how AI reshapes clinical practice, definitely read it.